This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. Let me tell you what we're going to be talking about here today. In the first hour, we're going to be joined by one of the top automotive journalists in all of the world. I work with him at Motor Trend during my Motor Trend years, and he has moved on to some really big things with the folks at Cars.com. And his area of expertise is trucks, and we're going to talk about some upcoming new trucks and some test drives and all kinds of cool stuff. It's straight ahead in this hour of Auto World. Coming up in hour number two, he's the CEO and founder of TheOldCarGuys.com, Don Jones, who has become our regular contributor here on the broadcast. He will be joining us as well. We're also scheduled to be joined by a mystery guest, so you're going to have to hang out and find out who that is going to be. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Email, always a viable alternative during the show or anytime 24/7. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And I love to hear from you guys. And you can participate in contests, even if you're listening to us in podcast, archive, or on-demand form via GCNlive.com. So don't let that stop you from participating. Well, as I said, this gentleman joining us right now is a true friend. This gentleman is just a great human being. He definitely has personally helped me out as I've been facing some health battles of late, and he helped me out significantly, and I am so appreciative for that. But above and beyond that, I mean, this gentleman is just a good guy, and he's one of the top automotive journalists in all of the world. He was the former editor-in-chief of Truck Trend, also a part of the Motor Trend team for many, many years. That's where I first met this gentleman. Right now, he is the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. Here's the one and only Mark Williams. Mark, thanks so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, and thank you for that very kind and maybe overstated introduction. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, lots to talk about as usual. You guys have been busy at PickupTrucks.com, and you've had an opportunity to check out some new gear, including the Honda Ridgeline. This is a vehicle that I remember we named it the Truck of the Year during both of our Motor Trend tenures, and it was a controversial vehicle, a controversial choice back then, and for 2017, it doesn't look like they've drifted that much away from their original concept.
Yeah, that's a very good point, and your memory is very good. I think the first generation Honda Ridgeline, which you're exactly right, came out to quite a bit of attention because it was very untraditional. It was essentially a heavy-duty modified minivan. So the Honda Odyssey was essentially the vehicle that it was based on top of, with a lot of modifications to allow it to carry more load and to look a little different, but it definitely had a kind of a quirky and odd look to it. It didn't look like a traditional pickup truck. And with this new generation, and it's been, boy, I don't know, maybe is that 8 or 9 years since that first Honda Ridgeline came out. The new one has a slightly more traditional look, but is still offering kind of a unique proposition for people who are interested in a downsized pickup truck, so it plays in that mid-sized pickup truck feel, but isn't framed with a ladder frame, and has a very almost Honda Pilot crossover look when you're inside. But it's going to be interesting to see how well the market can attract people maybe out of crossovers or out of sedans or maybe even out of full-size pickup trucks to take a look at this new, different type of vehicle.
It's interesting. I've had the opportunity to speak to some callers who are Ridgeline owners, and those who have owned the first generation generally love the vehicle. So it definitely hits its target. It's kind of a tweener, Mark. It's a little bit trunk and a little bit crossover, and it's going to be very interesting to see if the sales success continues with the 2017.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it, that it kind of slots itself right in between a traditional pickup truck, but also offers a lot of the advantages and benefits that people enjoy in crossover vehicles. And yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's always had a following. I have no doubt that it will continue to have a following. And we have just recently had a chance to directly test this vehicle with other segment competitors, the Chevy Colorado, the GMC Canyon, the Nissan Frontier, and the also all-new Toyota Tacoma. And I have to say that it was very surprising how well this truck did in the battery of tests that we threw at it.
What a perfect segue. Let's talk about PickupTrucks.com's 2016 Midsize Pickup Challenge. And another interesting trend that we're seeing is the return of the small pickup. Certainly the Colorado and Canyon have done extraordinarily well for General Motors, and it's got other automakers thinking, well, we got to get back into the mix, like Ford when they dropped out with the Ranger. Tell our listeners all around North America and around the world as well, listening at GCNLive.com, about this annual midsize pickup challenge.
Yeah, we just completed it. So we spent about a week and a half in Ann Arbor with the five different competitors. So the new Honda Ridgeline and the new Toyota Tacoma were pretty much the brand new players in the segment, both with new vehicles for 2017 or, you know, late 2016 or early 2017 models. And then, yeah, you're right, in 2015, the Chevy Colorado and the GMC Canyon come in with a completely new vehicle that the engineers created from scratch and essentially just presented to this midsize segment, which over the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years has slowly been on a pretty dramatic decline. So it's been interesting to see how everybody has been either criticizing or challenging or certainly questioning the judgment of General Motors to actually go into a segment that seems to be dying. But based on their monthly sales for both the GMC Canyon and the Chevy Colorado, it's been a huge success. The Chevy Colorado's clearly going to sell over 100,000 units this year. The GMC Canyon, built in the exact same plant, is doing quite well with several thousand units they're selling every single month, and doesn't seem to be hurting in either case any of their half-ton pickup truck sales or really any of the other half-ton pickup truck sales in that segment. They seem to be stealing from sedan and crossover and SUV buyers who still seem very interested in having a downsized pickup truck that isn't as big or as expensive as some of these full-size models.
We'll put it in neutral, take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, more about the 2016 mid-size pickup challenge. Then we're going to talk about, the 2017 Ford Super Duty first drive, 2017 Nissan Titan half ton first drive, and more with Mark Williams right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're talking trucks in this hour of Auto World with one of the world's finest automotive journalists. He is an expert. He is the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams. And if you have a question for Mark, if you're a truck person, let's look at some of our live stations in Texas. In Corpus Christi, listening on KEYS, give us a call. Or if you're listening in Hector, Texas as well. I know that's a great truck country, to say the least. And also want to say hello to all of our great listeners in Florida, listening in Arcadia on WFLN, Sarasota, WSRQ, and everybody listening in Atlanta on WCFO. Before the break, Mark was telling us about this pickup truck comparison test, the midsize pickup challenge for 2016. So we had five players in the mix. We got the Colorado from Chevrolet, the Canyon from GMC, Ridgeline from Honda, the Nissan Frontier, and the Tacoma. Give us an idea, Mark, of who excelled here and who didn't do quite so well.
Yeah, it was very interesting. If you had polled the judges before the actual test, it would have been a completely different set of predictions than what actually ended up happening after our test. We got all the vehicles. We made only three requests to the manufacturers when we asked for these vehicles. We said try to get them as close to $37,500 as possible. Make them quad cabs, so the four full-size doors, and also make them four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, because we're going to do at least one day playing in an off-road park, so we wanted to make sure we were properly equipped. We had 28 different categories that we scored each of these competitors on, 18 of which are kind of objective tests. So we went to the track, ran 0 to 60, we ran quarter miles, we did braking tests both, and all those tests we do empty and loaded, we do fuel economy, we did dyno runs, we did round robin testing over the exact same course back to back with each judge behind each wheel. We even brought in an in-market consumer who was very interested in purchasing one of these new vehicles and had them spend a full day with them and then let us know what they thought about each of the vehicles as well, too. And in the end, I just to take away any of the kind of drama, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that this was probably one of the closest first, second finishes we've had in any test we've ever done. In fact, the winner won by a total point margin of 0.1% between first and second, so ridiculously close. But the GMC Canyon won the first place, and the Honda Ridgeline, which surprised many of us, came in a very, very close second place because it did so incredibly well in all the performance testing. It has an amazing engine and an incredibly smart all-wheel drive system.
I sure am. Mark, that was definitely my daughter came into the room and was asking me a question, so I turned my mic down and then couldn't find the right button.
So, that's okay. I apologize.
She's showing off her latest toy acquisition.
Well, I hope it's a car. Is it car related? Is it a truck?
She does have a lot of trucks, actually, and she has a lot of cars, too. And honest to God, her first word was mama, her second word was da, and her third word was car.
I would expect nothing less, yeah, from one of your kids, that's what I would guess.
So it sounds like a great comparison test, and lots of surprises. It's really interesting to see how good these products from GM are. I had the opportunity recently to drive a diesel-powered variant of I believe it was the Colorado. That has a diesel engine option, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. A great engine. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I I had it for a week, and I was just blown away with the fuel economy.
I probably should note that in our test, in order to meet those two criteria, the 37.5 price target and also the crew cab, we couldn't make a diesel fit in that for either the Canyon or the Colorado. So both of them had the 3.6 liter V6 gas engine. But you're exactly right. I wish we could have had a diesel engine for this competition just to show how it directly compares with the segment competition. But it's a great little motor. Gets great fuel economy and also a lot of low end torque. The only thing that it's missing that I wish was going to be in there is the 8-speed transmission, which I hear is going to be in their new V6s for 2017. They've got both in the Colorado and the Canyon, the 3.6 liter that is from the Cadillac lineup. So it's got the active fuel management, so the cylinder deactivation and also direct injection and variable valve timing. But they're mating that new, more powerful V6 with a new 8-speed transmission for the midsize pickup trucks. That should be a fantastic combination.
Absolutely. It's remarkable what they're doing these days with transmissions. Mark, I remember it was a big deal when we had a 4-speed automatic or a 5-speed automatic, and now you've got 8 and Chevrolet and Ford together developed a 10-speed automatic. Boy, the sky's the limit. Maybe someday we'll see the 12. Do you think they'll put a cap on the number of gears? Do you think they're going to continue to outdo each other with gears?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm very curious to see how this 10-speed transmission works, because I know how truck guys are, and they love having access to their gears. Maybe they don't manual shift their automatic or automatic transmissions by themselves, but they at least like seeing that the transmission is going through gears. So that's going to be a tricky one to see how much control they're going to give to or take away from drivers of these high-tech transmissions. So, yeah, I'm very curious.
On my street here where I'm presently residing in the Orlando, Florida area, there is a Raptor, and it's parked outside all the time. The gentleman that owns it loves to show it off, and it's always shining. And what a remarkable success story that vehicle has been for Ford. And, of course, we've got the all-new one around the bend, so to speak. But when we come back from our upcoming break, we'll get Mark to talk a little bit about the Raptor, and we'll talk Fords and the amazing number of Ford F-Series trucks that are available. Mark and his team recently had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2017 Ford Super Duty. And you know that's going to be a big seller. So we'll get on the inside scoop from the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. His name is Mark Williams. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. You picked a good time to join us because one of our special guests is with us. He's one of the top automotive journalists in the world. He is editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com. So if you're in the market for a new pickup truck, if you're a truck owner, if you're a truck lover, want the inside scoop of what's coming out around the bend, or even if you're in the market for a pre-owned truck, Mark Williams can certainly help you out with any truck questions toll-free. So feel free at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Everybody listening in Iowa on KASI, I should say, 1430 AM. Hi, and thanks so much for being there. WRMN, just outside of Chicago at 1410 AM. Unlike a lot of weekend programs, we are not on tape. We are live. And everybody in Paducah, Kentucky, listening on WRIK, we want to welcome you. And also everybody in Platte City, Missouri, listening on Radio 1640. Now we'll go back to talking of Fords. There are so many different incarnations of the F-Series. And certainly, Mark, in a way, you know, it's great for Ford and it's great for the F-Series owners, but I kind of grew up in a Ford family, and I was an only child, so my family car was a T-Bird. My mom and dad had, let's see, the first one was a 68, a 71, a 73, a 79, an 81, and an 85 was the last one. And I used to hang around my local Ford dealership, Muzzy Ford. It's now Muzzy Ford Chevrolet in Needham, Massachusetts. And it was more of a complete lineup of vehicles. Sure, they had trucks, but nowadays, when you roll into a dealership, it seems as if it's like 90% F-Series, and the rest of the stock is about 10%.
Well, it's definitely their big sellers, in particular the F-150. But even when you're talking about Super Duty, both in the three-quarter ton and the one-ton category, those are have been the number one sellers in those two different categories for as far back as I can remember. They do a great job of offering a lot of different configurations for truck guys. So, and that's really what it's all about. Because if there's anything we know about a truck guy, is that every truck guy believes that they're incredibly different than every other truck guy that exists.
Yeah.
So they have to be able to configure and option out and get the features that they want to do the work and the play that they want to do either in the middle of the week or on the weekends.
It is so true. Has anybody ever actually sat down, any members of PickupTrucks.com, any member of the team ever try to calculate, I don't know if it's possible, configurations.
Yeah, the number of configurations. Well, I can tell you the last time that we did it, when we haven't done it with this new generation, but when the previous generation came out, which, depending on how you cut it, can either be 19 years ago or it can be 6 years ago. But 6 years ago is when we last did this, tried to count up as many configurations and significant differences from one model to the next, and we got, if my memory serves me correct, we got over 250 variations in Super Duty. Now that includes chassis cabs, 450 and 550. That includes the 350 and 450 that can also be optioned as a chassis cab. But with trim levels and features and different options that are available for it, it probably is double or triple that once you start factoring in all the different unique options you can order that somebody else might not.
So true. Let's talk about your recent drive of the 2017 Super Duty. This is the new platform, which uses a lot of aluminum in its structure. Seems to be doing well. I mean, durability-wise, I haven't heard any major complaints, but when you get into the Super Duty, you're talking serious truck capability. Does that aluminum frame, does that aluminum do its job well?
Yeah, that is the question that we're going to have to wait and see, and that probably isn't going to be answered for a couple of years down the road. Like I mentioned before, this particular, so the 2017 Ford Super Duty essentially has gone through a couple of powertrain upgrades and a couple of interior upgrades, but fundamentally everything underneath and structurally is exactly the same as it was when it came out 18 and 19 years ago. So this was an opportunity for Ford to essentially wipe the table clean and say, what do we want to do here? And a lot of this technology, just like you mentioned, specifically with the material that the body is made out of, is piggybacking off of the huge investment and the huge risk that they took with the F-150 going to an aluminum body. So it seems like they've worked out all the durability and details that may prevent people from buying an F-150 because they haven't slowed down. In fact, F-150 sales are as strong or stronger than they've ever been. The number one, still the number one pickup truck in that half-ton segment is the Ford F-150. But now they're taking that same strategy and kind of applying it where it makes sense in the Super Duty. Now, an F-150 buyer isn't the same thing as a Super Duty buyer, just like a half-ton guy really isn't the same thing as a heavy-duty person. But it looks like, at least from our initial drive, that they have done all the right things, not the least of which is that in the weight savings, that they were able to get from moving to the aluminum body, they didn't really go for the weight savings like the half ton. They put a lot of that energy and beefed up technology into the frame, into the axles, and into the suspension. So it seems like they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, no, they definitely seem like they're doing the right thing. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. I want to tell the folks in Master Control I'm getting a little bit of feedback of some audio that I should not be getting, so fiddle around with the knobs, guys. 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line, or Bob at Auto World Radio, Bob at Bob Long Radio. If you have a question for Mark, and as a matter of fact, we have one that fits well with this next question. We had Peter email us up from Texas, from Corpus Christi, listening on KEYS, and he wanted to know about the Nissan Titan for 2017. You just did a first drive of the half-ton variant.
Yeah, the new half-ton Titan is a very big deal because it's essentially the first truck that Nissan wants to bring into that half-ton segment that is going to compete with the entire field. So they're not just going to bring in a crew cab or a king cab with a V8. They're going to bring in regular cabs, king cabs, V8s, V6s. There's some rumors that there might be a more interesting powertrain coming as well, maybe a Cummins diesel. That would be pretty cool. But, yeah, that vehicle is a big deal for Nissan and could be a very big deal for future half-ton pickup truck buyers.
Absolutely. What percentage? You know, a lot of OEMs, a lot of car companies don't like to release figures. I mean, of course, they don't have to, but us journalists tend to ask those kind of questions. What would you guesstimate the mix is? How many Super Duties are part of the overall mix there when it comes to F-Series sales?
Yeah, so total F-Series sale by the end of the year is probably going to be around 800,000. Might be close, between 700,000 and 800,000 vehicles. Most of that, I would say probably maybe 70% of that is going to be F-150. So the remaining 30% is going to be Super Duty. So that essentially factors out to be somewhere between 200,000 and 300,000 units.
Great. Hold that thought, Mark.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, alongside the editor-in-chief of PickupTrucks.com, Mark Williams. And, Mark, before we go any further, for those listeners who may not be familiar, may not have visited PickupTrucks.com in the past, tell folks what they can expect to find and tell us about any upcoming cool things you want to preview.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, essentially, the website address says it all. So anything related to pickup trucks, we will write a story about. Any new pickup trucks, we'll test and review. We try to do segment comparison tests with half tons, with heavy duties. We do a lot of towing. We do a lot of payload hauling. We look at a lot of fuel economy numbers, loaded and unloaded, when we get a chance to test these trucks. But essentially, anything that relates to a pickup truck, you can find the information at pickuptrucks.com.
That's great. Let's continue to talk about some recent vehicles that you've been behind the wheel of as you start to tell us a little bit more about the Nissan Titan. Of course, Nissan is, we've talked about before on air, Fred Diaz, good personal friend, interviewing him so many times over the years. He was with Daimler Chrysler, Chrysler, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. He was there for a long, long time, and he was the guy that really kind of made Ram what it is today. And now he is with Nissan. Can you feel Fred's presence in some of these new offerings? And certainly Fred is a big fan of diesel, so within the Nissan family of trucks, there is quite a remarkable diesel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge Fred Diaz fan just like you mentioned, the work that he did with Ram, essentially being in the driver's seat, transitioning that company from Dodge and then spinning off Ram truck as a separate identity. It wasn't, I mean, some people will never give up saying my Dodge pickup truck, but the truth of the matter is about 8 years ago they switched from Dodge trucks to Ram trucks, and he was a big part of that that drive and train change and that success. His move over to Nissan happened to coincide with a commitment that had, to be honest, had already been made before he had come over, but there is no question that both on the Titan XD and on the half-ton Titan, because they literally have a two-truck strategy now. They have their Titan XD, which is built on a heavier-duty platform, essentially designed to carry heavier loads and pull and tow heavier loads with a Cummins engine, and now this new half-ton V8 gas engine Titan, which is going to better compete with the F-150 and the Silverado 1500 and also the Toyota Tundra. So, but the short answer to you, you know, that's a long answer, I know, but the short answer is yes. The fingerprints on both the Titan XD and the Titan half-ton pickup truck have Fred's handprints all over it.
Excellent. Our telephone number, excuse me, once again, is 855-660-4261, or you can email us any questions that you might have. And a number of people have, Bob at Ottawa Radio, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Here's an interesting question. This one comes out of Kentucky, and the gentleman's name is Gary, and he wants to know, will we ever see a hybrid pickup truck?
Yeah, well, Ford has gone on record and stated that before the end of this decade, so that means the 2019 model year or the 2020 model year, still seems like it might be a long way away, but literally that's only two model years away, two or three years away, so not that far away, but they had been working with Toyota several years ago, then they dissolved that partnership and went on their way by themselves, but they've committed to the fact that they are going to have a pickup truck. They have not said it's going to be the F-150, so the possibility exists that maybe a Ranger could have a hybrid pickup truck powertrain in it when that new vehicle comes out. So whether it's the F-150 or whether it's the Ranger, I think it's almost guaranteed that at least Ford is going to have some type of hybrid powertrain.
Now, certainly we should touch on electric as well, because that's the big thing these days. It seems like all the manufacturers are really hot on electric, and, well, there are some good reasons to be so. Personally, I think we're just doing wonderfully with traditional internal combustion engines. This is, as I always say, a golden era where you have incredible performance available to you and really good fuel economy. But certainly, as the country wants to become more energy independent, I know certainly they've sold a lot of Teslas and electric vehicles. Do you think a truck could ever be electrically driven, or do you think that's something that probably we won't see?
Well, it probably not soon. But I think it's very telling that for those people who either follow or accidentally bump into news regarding the Class 8 big rigs that are being designed and made down the road now, that there are huge strides being made in both electric powertrains and also hybrid powertrains in that big rig Class 8 segment. So we're probably going to see more, I don't know, mass acceptance in that segment first, since they're already paying $200,000 and $300,000 and $400,000 for these big tractor trailer Class 8 engines. So it seems like that segment could at least absorb the added investment costs that the research and development requires from those companies before we see it maybe in the half ton or even the heavy duty segment, where price seems to be still a very big motivator for people when they're looking for a new truck.
No question about that. Here's an interesting question out of WOBM and WADB in Brick Township, New Jersey. And the question is from Peter for Mark. And Peter says he loved his Ford Ranger. He would like to know if Mark is aware of any upcoming Ranger-esque vehicles. And certainly there's been a lot of stuff being thrown around. What's the latest, Mark?
There's a lot of speculation. You're absolutely right. And there's been no official statement that Ford has made, but there are some planets aligning that seem to imply that it is definitely going to happen. As qualified as I will use the word definitely, there's been some investment that Ford has made in some plants around Detroit that would be perfect to move car production out of and to be able to make something like a Ranger that's already being sold in Australia and around South America and Africa with huge success. But bringing it up to the codes, up to U.S. safety codes, is going to be the big hurdle there. But maybe something like a Ranger and maybe even the return of maybe a modern Bronco would be very cool off of that same platform. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and I know a lot of people are hoping that something like that happens.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. The Bronco is an iconic vehicle, you know, not unlike the Jeep. I know people, my wife's dad, my father-in-law, had a surveying business in New Jersey, come to think of it. And I know my wife talks about driving and being driven to high school and things like that in this in the Bronco. And another question to get thrown at me is, you know, we all kind of attribute the Explorer as being the first modern-day sport utility vehicle. But what would you have called the Bronco back then? I mean, was that an SUV or was that something else?
Yeah, it absolutely was an SUV, but the main claim to fame, obviously, for the Explorer was that it had the four full-size doors. Obviously, the original Bronco and then the big Bronco were two-door versions that were more like, you know, bobtail muscle Jeeps, you know, for the most part, that were incredibly capable, but also very easy to work on because there was so much room and space, and they were just almost bulletproof because you could just beat the crud out of them and they'd still come back for more.
That's great. Yeah, former editor-in-chief of Automobile Magazine, Gene Jennings. That reminds me of a line from Gene. She says, "I'm old school. I come from the days when I could actually fit in the engine bay to work on the vehicle." And then she was, "Okay, I was thinner then." Everybody check out pickuptrucks.com. Mark, we're going to get you back with us real soon. Thank you, my friend.
Perfect. Thank you, Bob. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. That will do it for this hour.
My hair was falling out in clumps. PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out. Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.